If you didn't manage to watch the full Budget 2025 speech by Prime Minister and Finance Minister Lawrence Wong, here are the key announcements. To help with the rising cost of living, all Singaporean households will receive $800 in CDC vouchers.
The first $500 will be disbursed in May this year, and the remaining $300 will be disbursed in January next year.
Eligible HDB households will also receive up to $760 in additional USave rebates. This is double the amount of regular rebates. There'll also be more help for couples with children. Families will receive $500 worth of Life SG credits for each Singaporean child aged 12 and below this year. Parents might find these handy for groceries and other household expenses. And something for the kids. Every Singaporean aged 13 to 20 this year will receive a $500 top-up to their EduSave or post-secondary education account. And remember the massive SG50 celebrations? There's a lot to commemorate SG60 this year to mark Singapore's 60th year of independence.
In this budget, I will introduce an SG60 package to recognize the contributions of all Singaporeans and to share the benefits of our nation's progress. First, I will give SG60 vouchers to all Singaporeans aged 21 and above this year. Each one will receive $600 in SG60 vouchers. Singaporean seniors aged 60 and above will receive $200 more, or $800 in vouchers. The SG60 vouchers are like CDC vouchers. They can be used at all businesses that accept CDC vouchers.
Also part of the SG60 package, a 60% personal income tax rebate, capped at $200 to benefit middle-income workers, and $100 of credits for sports and cultural-related activities. And not forgetting an SG60 baby gift for all Singaporean babies born this year. And speaking of babies, there's a new large family scheme to encourage married couples to have three or more children.
First, a $5,000 increase in the Child Development Account First Step Grant. This will apply to each third and subsequent child born from today onwards. The CDA monies can be used to defray preschool and healthcare expenses of the child and their siblings. Second, a new $5,000 large family MediSave grant, which will be disbursed into the mother's MediSave account again for each third and subsequent child born from today onwards. And this can be used to offset the mother's pregnancy and delivery costs or her family members' healthcare expenses. Third, $1,000 in Life SG credits will be disbursed annually to families for each of their third and subsequent children during the years that the child turns 1 to 6.
A slew of measures to help support senior citizens and their caregivers was also announced. CPF contribution rates for senior workers aged 55 to 65 will be increased by 1.5 percentage points in 2026. And to help seniors in healthcare expenses, a 5-year matched MediSave scheme will be introduced. This scheme, meant for eligible lower-income seniors aged 55 to 70 years old, will see a dollar-for-dollar matching grant for every dollar of voluntary top-ups received in their MediSave accounts of up to $1,000 per year. The matched MediSave scheme will complement the existing matched retirement savings scheme.
Both matched savings schemes will help lower-income seniors, especially our grandmothers, mothers, and aunts, who are homemakers and caregivers.
Existing subsidies for residential long-term care services will be increased by up to 15 percentage points, and the maximum qualifying per capita household income will be raised to $4,800. Subsidies for long-term care services in the home and community will also be raised by up to 10 percentage points. The home caregiving grant to offset daily care costs will be raised from $400 to $600 per month. Are you a mid-career Singaporean looking to learn more skills through training? Well, you can apply for a training allowance.
From next month, individuals can apply for a training allowance of up to $3,000 per month for selected full-time courses. They will have 24 months worth of allowance, which is up to $72,000 per worker.
From early 2026, this scheme will also be extended to Singaporeans for part-time training. Workers who qualify will get a fixed allowance of $300 per month to offset learning expenses. So, what did you think of the Budget 2025 announcements? Tell us in the comments.